been raised with me over the last good number of weeks on some of those who qualified for LISs. So what I would be calling now on the council, and I know Councillor John Campbell is doing the same, is calling on Donegal County Council to release all the names of those that qualified for the last two rounds of LISs. At the end of the day, this is taxpayers' money, and I think it's only right that the public knows how their money has been spent.
Now, we know that Donegal did receive the largest allocation in the country for this scheme. However, you're saying that there were a lot of applicants that were still left disappointed that they lost out.
Yes, a huge number of people have been very much disappointed. When you look at, since the LIS scheme was taken away, the roads that aren't county roads have just fallen to a point where they're nearly undriveable. And I just think that the state has to invest heavily into roads. Need that be private roads that feed into maybe about five or six or whatever number of houses. People haven't got the monies to be fixing cars every second week, and I think it's really important. And I would be calling on the government not just to be funding the LIS scheme when it's coming up to election times to buy votes. I'd be calling for the government to fund this on a regular basis. And also what we need to see is that when roads are being funded by LIS and the roads are brought up to a good high standard, that the council needs to move and take them roads under their care.